Donald Trump does not like the media.
The show is beginning. Not the donors, not the insiders, not the media executives. Very dishonest people.
Statements like that are music to the ears of his supporters, who it seems also don't like the media. Trump spoke for about an hour at the Pensacola Bay Center on Friday night. It was his second trip to the arena this year. His supporters began lining up early outside the Bay Center on the hot, sunny afternoon. Anita Allen was one of the first in line.
I'm from Hopkinsville, Georgia. Trump is here, and this is the closest we could get to a convention that we didn't have to travel a long, long distance.
Allen said she's attracted to Trump by the image he projects as the everyman.
He is a down-to-earth, everyday person that sees what the little people see. He's not just this billionaire up there on Wall Street looking down on us. He's looking with us.
And although Anita drove down from Georgia, she did not travel the furthest to see Mr. Trump on Friday.
Australia.
Whereabouts?
Melbourne.
Jeff was talking to a group of people outside the arena early Friday. He says he was there to experience not only the Trump phenomenon, but the whole American electoral process.
I think Australia has a lot to learn from America. America's the center of the world for us, so I'm excited to be here. And I think strong leaders are good things.
How does this differ from Australian elections?
Oh, everything. This is amazing.
And there were a few amazing things happening outside the Bay Center before the rally. Across the street, there was a small group of Hillary Clinton supporters waving signs and chanting as Trump supporters lined up to enter the arena. Off to the side, a group of three young men wearing Trump apparel was talking calmly and respectfully with one of the Hillary supporters. One of the Trump supporters, a young man named Grant, talked about that conversation.
I wish we could compromise some more. You know, each side has good ideas. I'm not going to act like the Republicans have all the good ideas, the Democrats have all the bad ideas. You know, we have so many outside problems that are affecting our country. We need to come together at home so we can take on what is happening around the world.
Inside the rally, there wasn't much talk about compromise. State Representative and congressional candidate Matt Gaetz, who apparently also doesn't like the media, opened the event, followed by outgoing State Representative Mike Hill and other local government and Republican Party officials. Outgoing Congressman Jeff Miller and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani also spoke to the crowd. Well, for Giuliani, it wasn't so much speaking as shouting. And once he hit the stage, Trump delivered his greatest hits, vowing to build a wall along the southern border with Mexico footing the bill. He also had some words for the Iranians.
And by the way, with Iran, when they circle our beautiful destroyers with their little boats, and they make gestures at our people that they shouldn't be allowed to make, they will be shot out of the water.
And, of course, he saved some of his best red meat material for his opponent, who he says could get away with murder.
She could walk into this arena right now and shoot somebody with 20,000 people watching right smack in the middle of the heart, and she wouldn't be prosecuted, okay? That's what's happened. That is what's happened to our country.
As the rally wound down, several protesters started chanting and were escorted from the arena, but it was done fairly peacefully and there were no other incidents. As of now, there are no further plans for Donald Trump to return to Pensacola before Election Day. Bob Barrett, WUWF News.